movement, etc.
And yet,
there is no greater demonstration of how much of a lie the idea that country music is white music. There's no greater demonstration of that than the fact that so many folks who are not white love country music, right?
I was born immersed in country music.
This is Caroline Randall Williams, a poet, a professor of blues lyric, and a writer in residence at Vanderbilt University.
In first grade, my teacher, Mrs. Ackerman, said, "Bring your favorite song on a cassette to school." And I brought in, all queued up, George Jones's song, The Grand Tour. Which, if you don't know that song, it's about a man whose wife has taken the baby and left him.
If you'd like to take the grand tour.
And Mrs. Ackerman called my mother and said, "Is everything all right?" I was really just moved by narrative.
For Caroline, the notion of country music as a white space would have seemed peculiar, given that
in my house, country music was black music because a black woman was writing country music in this house.
In fact, not only was country music written in the house,
we're sitting in a house that, to me, country music built.
In part by the hit song X's and O's, performed by Trisha Yearwood and co-written by Caroline's mother, Alice Randall.
This house, bought by the money I made on X's and O's, a song that I'm proud to say has this line, "She's got her God, she's got good wine," Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline. She's an American girl. My daughter was that American girl.
X's and O's reached the top of the country music charts in 1994, making Alice Randall the first black woman to pen a number one country record. And yet, while Alice realized early on that her daughter Caroline, raised on Aretha Franklin and Patsy Cline in a house built by country songs, is the epitome of country, Nashville might only just now be getting the message.
Darling, looks like he ain't gonna show. But
I knew it was raining, but I didn't see it pour. It was daisies and sunshine. Then you hit the door and now you're shot down. Folks always said booze was no good for me. Jesus always said to love thine enemy. So I hugged this bottle. I'm two shots down. Well, he performed the miracle from one. Pass the bottle, bourbon, and grace for a break up. I'll fix my problems, pouring and praying in search of a way to get through this somehow with John, Luke, and Paul. Because Northern Hills are broken hard like Jesus and alcohol. Sipping through these scriptures will get me through the worst. I'll get by. Three shots down. I pray to the good Lord for a brand new start. I begged and I pleaded him to mend my broken heart. Thank God you're gone.
Thanks for listening.
What is dementia? Is it the same as Alzheimer's? If someone has memory loss, does that mean they have dementia? Millions of Americans ask these questions every day. Hello, I'm Kevin Jameson, volunteer and president of the Dementia Society of America. Please request our free guide filled with facts about dementia and ways you can keep your brain as healthy as possible. Go to 1-800-DEMENTIA.org or call 1-800-DEMENTIA. You want to live your life to the fullest, and we can help.
This is McGruff the Crime Dog with an important message. Before you think about buying counterfeit products, think again. You're smart, buy smart. Go for real. Learn more at McGruffPSA.org. This message is brought to you by the United States Patent and Trademark Office and the National Crime Prevention Council.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
Oh! Thank you. It's y'all song.
Always remember, my friend, the world will change again, and you may have to come back through everywhere you've been. When your life was low, you had nowhere to go. People turned their backs on you, and everybody said that you were through. I took you in. I made you strong again, put you back together out of all the things you left along the way. You left me shining. Now you're doing well through stories I hear tell. You own the world again, and everyone's your friend. And although I never hear from you, still it's nice to know you used to love me so. When your life was low, always remember, my friend, the world will change again, and you may love me so. When your life was low, you used to love me so. When your life was low, do you remember when your life was low? Do y'all remember when your life was low? Will you remember when your life was low? Remember when you were
y'all know what I'm talking about. When your life was low. Always remember when your life when your life was thank you so much. Oh, you guys are too kind. Thank you so much. We'll be right back.
it, y'all. Come on. Come on, y'all. Yeah. Chances are you won't be immortalized. steady way. Perhaps the time would come when someone may notice just what you tried to do. Leave the principles that you lived and died for. Begin to live them too. Live like it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, Tuesday. Tomorrow, Tuesday.
Live like it's tomorrow. See the end of the day. Could be over at any moment. So,
live your dreams right away. Love and forgive. Be ever grateful.
Don't forget to pray. This may be your last chance to say I love you. You forgive my fall. You can see the huge and enormous can seem so very small. When you really live like it's your last day, truly give.
Of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.